Hey, this is the Bachelor Bastards. This is the podcast where we talk about Bachelor in Paradise episode 2. See what I did there, EZR?
No.
Oh. I thought I was trying to fool you into thinking I was going to bring up another deep international crisis to talk about, and you were going to be like,
Well, yeah, we're also talking about episode 3 though, right, Craig?
Oh yeah, 2 and 3. Hey.
Landed flat on his face.
No, but you said that every time I say I start with this is the episode where we talk about, you get scared because you're worried about what I'm going to bring up. You said that last time.
That could be true. Yeah. I'm turned a corner. I am now a nihilist like you. No, I don't know. I just I feel much I can't.
The proceedings in Afghanistan have turned you towards nihilism.
No, they are no longer taking the whole hour and a half of All Things Considered. They are just taking the top of the hour, some humanitarian story at the end of the hour. So it's like a little bit better balanced, you know?
Okay. So you could just live in ignorance like me and not listen to NPR.
Who doesn't listen to the news? I don't know. It's part of like it's either classical music or the news, something that's like a wash of stuff that's fun to have in the background. I can't have TV on.
I have TV on in the background.
No, because then I would stop and watch. That's very hard.
No, we all have our different things. I can get work done with TV, no problem.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I can't. Not with like work, things that require actual concentration. I need like either total silence. I can do music if it doesn't have words.
Yeah, that's my thinking.
Yeah, if it's stuff like just answering emails that aren't super important, I can do that with like background TV and stuff like that. Yeah. But like writing and things, I need silence for.
Now, we have a new bit we're going to try out today. It's called Co-host Caitlin's Mom's Minute.
Minute mom minute.
Yeah, the minute mom minute. It's a minute with Caitlin's mom.
Yeah, so I guess it's actually multiple minutes when you get down to it.
So we're gonna try that here in just a second. But first, so I want to make fun of the woman who went on the date with Riley. What was her name?
Marissa.
Ooh, I'm Marissa. I've never been on a date before. I've never been on a romantic date. Ooh, but when I finally do, I sleep with the guy in the boom boom room.
Craig, are you really one to criticize her for that?
that's a good point, EZR, about Craig's past behaviors.
I'm not criticizing her necessarily for sleeping with him on the first date. It's just funny that like she was all glitzed up, glammed up, right? And it could have been any guy, and she slept with him, I guess. I don't know.
It could not have been any guy, because she would not have had sex with Connor.
Okay, that's a good point. But was she having like sex with the date or with the guy?
I mean, maybe a combination of both, right? I mean, I think Riley came in and the women clearly saw him as like a hot commodity. Mostly because he has massive arm muscles. Like they're very large. And he's a lawyer, which they all seem to like as well. Right. So like buff lawyer is a good look. And I think like any woman he went on the date with, it probably would have been successful. I don't know if it would have necessarily been as successful as the one with Marissa. He like really chose a person who was incredibly open to like just immediately clicking with him, which is weird because just one episode before she said she really liked Connor and was like so about him. And clearly that is not actually true.
Well, we talked about it. I was like, no, she's not interested. Why is she? She's not, no matter what she says, she was not interested.
She was very much like selling the, oh, I like Connor. And then it was like, no, you didn't like Connor at all. Like literally, oh my God. I mean, I laughed out loud, but also had secondhand embarrassment when she comes down the beach dressed in her outfit and it's like boobs out, you know, like They're out there. She did not mess around with this date outfit. A lot of the women's dates outfits are like a little bit more casual. This was not a casual date outfit. And she comes down the beach wearing that, and everyone's like, oh, Marissa looks good. And then Jasenia tells Connor he should go up and talk to her real quick before
she goes on the date. Like, ignores him.
Yeah, she would not go. He was like, hey, can I pull you for a second? She's like, no, I'm waiting for Riley.
Good for her, even though it gives Connor the even more like sympathetic. And I'm totally with you, Craig. They are trying the more sympathetic like storyline. I am totally with you. But I think even more nefariously, Connor also never liked her. It just helps his sympathy storyline, his sympathetic storyline. I don't think he is no victim is not the word. He is not some casualty. You know, he is well aware that getting dumped makes you look so, and then singing a little song and then getting the whole song in that you supposedly wrote for someone else. Like,
yes, he had at least four songs in this episode, right? One of them was a song he had sung to Katie before.
Yeah.
Because I remember the lyrics being like, you know, do you want to take a walk outside after this or something, something. He sung that to Katie on last season. There were at least two other ones, maybe three other ones.
Yeah, one that he wrote for Bachelor in Paradise, which they love playing to death. They've played twice now in three episodes.
What I want to know is, who was he related to on the executive
staff? That's exactly what I said during the like finale. I was like, this guy is, he either saw a murder, or he is literally the brother of a producer, because there is no way. This guy is just getting everything like handed to him. And he seems scuzzy and gross and clingy and like creepy. You know, the there's no good.
Weird, right? Because not only does he gets a song at least one per episode. Sometimes multiple, that he gets to play, usually a large chunk of. Mm-hmm. He had a scene, I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday night right now, but in this set of episodes, where he's talking to Tajwan, and she's like, you're so funny, tell us all your puns. And I was like, he got this scene on The Bachelorette, too, where it was like, just you do all of your puns. And I was like, why are we being forced to see Connor do puns on Bachelor shows?
Because people they want to capture the audience that identifies with that.
See, but nerds. Okay,
being a dad.
Being a dad.
But it's not funny or clever to me. And I feel like people who think it's funny or clever, it's like no wonder they're entertained by like David Spade and are going crazy for him. David Spade is no comedic genius. He's seriously just like an opportunistic comedian. Like, he sees an easy, like, in, you know, right time, right place, like, late 80s, early 90s, just a bunch of, like, schlock of, like, well, if Adam Sandler can be a millionaire, then David Spade has some space there. So I don't, like, I hate Adam. Have I told you guys how much I hate Adam Sandler and always have? But anyway.
I'll add it to your list.
Thank you. Please keep a running list, because I don't have space in my brain anymore for all my passionate hates. But. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, there is this, like, freak out for David Spade, right? Is that baseline there?
I don't know. People seem to like him.
Yeah, I think the overall opinion was, like, either that he was fine or that he was good. I didn't see a lot of incredibly negative.
No, I've seen, like, petitions, like, make him the permanent host. I've seen people, he said really regular things, and people retweeted it and, like, copy-paste, you know, screenshot it. Like, I'm going to say this from now on. David Spade is a comedic genius. Like, I don't know. To me, I was like, dude, that's a really
We talked about this last week on the podcast.
We talked about how his relevance is waning.
Well, you had thought that he was a creeper, like,
I'm not
Me Too person as well.
We moved on from Connor to David Spade, but yes to both.
I mean, I don't think Lance Bass is giving us anything at all. No, so.
Lance Bass is not, well, I was saying giving us creeper vibes. He's not giving me creeper vibes. That's no,
he's
for
not
sure.
giving us creeper vibes, but I don't think he's giving us.
I enjoyed some of his stuff. I will say I liked his introduction simply because, I mean, growing up listening to boy bands like that, like I was like, oh, well, I immediately know all the lyrics to It's Gonna Be Me. So, of course, I'm also singing them right now in my living room. And he does seem more engaged than David Spade did in terms of like actually being present mm-hmm. for things that are happening on the show.
Right. Yeah. David Spade didn't even do the rose ceremony, which was funny.
So weird.
Well, no, which is wild to me that it was all Wells. And I'm like, I mean, if Wells is going to be doing all the work anyway, you might as well give him the bigger paycheck.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure he's negotiating that. Okay. Wait, one more side note.
On Connor.
Already talked about Marissa and ooh, Riley.
I'm Marissa. I get all dressed up in my pretty outfit
what
and
is,
makeup.
What is yeah, what do you hate problem Marissa? With this? Yeah. She, no wonder I didn't remember her. She was a night one cut. I had no idea who she was yeah. last week, but I do remember her.
She never got a rose cut. Before because yeah. she was cut night one.
Oh, boy.
So you're yeah. saying... That it was like a sympathy play to keep talking about how she's never been on a date to get a date.
No, I'm just sort of superficially making fun of her thought process, which is this hot guy comes down, takes her on a date, and she sleeps with them because she's never been on a date before.
Yeah, oh, but oh, you mean like she doesn't know the etiquette people before?
Well, you guys just both talked at the same time.
Oh, you said she's never been on a date before, and that's why she's like, that's not why. Like, she's had sex with people before, I'm assuming, because they would have brought it up if she was a virgin.
It could have, any guy could have showed her any amount of affection, she would have slept with him. That's right, basically right. the gist.
But you're kind of saying there's kind of like this etiquette thing where she's like, oh my gosh, someone actually took me out. What do? I must have to have sex with them.
Well, that could be it too. That could be it too, yeah.
I'm asking if that's what you think.
Well, I'm kind of making fun of her without having a clear reason why, but you both could be very correct.
I'm kind of making fun of her without having a clear reason why. I mean, I don't think there's much to... Yeah, I didn't find her very mockable in this episode. I did think it was kind of silly that, you know, she was pretending to be into Connor and literally like did not give a second thought, did not do a confessional to try to explain like, oh yeah, I thought I was into Connor, but then I understood what true feelings were or whatever, you know, like, maybe we'll get that next episode where it's like, that was a small crush. What I have with Riley is real, you know, like, but it was funny to me. Again, I do not think she would have gone to the Boom Boom Room with Connor because Connor has no sex appeal. Zero.
Right. Yeah.
Well, she did say something like, Connor's nice and all, but Riley is a man, is what she said. Which is okay, that's it.
It's got to be the worst to go on this show and be either A, short, or B, not traditionally handsome. Because the things that people say on these confessionals are so mean.
No, that is the kind of thing girls go over.
Like Serena, she basically was dogging on grocery store Joe in the confessionals, like, oh, this Thomas, he's such a man. And if I were to watch that back as Joe, I'd be devastated.
I mean, Joe's going to be devastated by anything, I think, that happens at this point.
True, but
he's in a state of mind that is very, very mopey in general.
No,
but
that's true. Bad example, but they're just so mean. They're really mean in these confessionals.
Yeah. So your comments.
I get what you're saying. The caring.
I think this is a good time for us to break into some of our first mom minute segments.
Yes,
because
I was just gonna say, let's mom minute.
My mom has a lot of thoughts on height of men on this season. That's one of the things she wanted to talk about the most. So it's a short background to this is. Yesterday, I was talking on the phone to my mom, and she mentioned that she was watching Bachelor in Paradise, which threw me off because she's never watched any of the Bachelor shows before and never shown any interest in it at all. And I was like, oh, how did that happen? And so when I mentioned it to y'all that my mom was suddenly watching Bachelor in Paradise, You suggested it would be fun to talk to her about it. So right. I did like a mini interview with her on the phone earlier today.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we got to get her on the podcast.
Yes.
Okay, so here's Caitlin's mom talking about tight.
I can't wait.
So it didn't bother you that, you know how some of the men were saying it bothers them that Thomas always talks about how tall he is. And they were all saying, you know, he keeps on bringing up how much space he takes up and how tall he is. And it made them feel like he was insecure and using his height to compensate. But you didn't feel like that at all. You loved that he kept on talking.
No, I didn't feel that way either. He has to make, like, he was bumping his head. He was going into some, like, bungalow or whatever they call it with the bamboo. He had to bend down to make sure he didn't get knocked out when he was moving around in there. So I think he is quite, you know, wound up in his height because he gets knocks into things. Because I think some municipalities, like, you can't even have a ceiling lower than 6'6", so he probably would knock into everything.
So you were feeling very sympathetic and warm towards Thomas.
Yes, because I like his height. And I'm tall, too, so I always think, you know, he gets extra credit for having hair and being tall.
Wait. It's first off, Caitlin's mom, it's called the Palapa. Secondly,
in some municipalities, you can't have it lower than 6'6".
Where that came from, but I knew she would want to talk about Thomas and his height specifically because that's what she first brought up to me on the phone last night when I said, you know, oh, you're watching Bachelor in Paradise. What's going on here? And she was like, you know, the really tall man. And I was like, Thomas? She was like, I love him. He's so hot.
She said hot?
She kept on talking about, like, how good his body is.
Whoa. 10 minutes. She watched for 10 minutes, and she, like, had a lot of things to say.
So it turns out, I clarified this with her later, because she told me she watched for, like, 10 to 15 minutes. But then some of the stuff she was telling me, I was like, that wasn't in the part of, that's longer than 10 to 15 minutes apart. And she said she watched for 10 to 15 minutes. Then after we spoke on the phone, she decided to go back and watch more of it. She still missed pieces, but she has now seen, like, maybe 40 minutes of the episode. And it's actually easier. Do you want to quickly play that first clip? Because it's my mom describing what made her decide to start watching The Bachelor.
So last night was the first time you've ever seen any Bachelor show, right?
Yeah, because I didn't go looking for it. I just really didn't think I'd be interested in it.
So how it did you...
Well, I'll tell you. It just happened to pop up on my Hulu. It was like, I think it's Channel 7 ABC where I am. So I was like, oh, okay. They look kind of cute. Everybody looks, like, the guys look hot. And the girls are in... Everybody's in good shape, so that got my attention. And then I noticed that the guys seem to be gossiping, which seems ridiculous to me. I didn't know guys gossip like that. They were talking bad about Thomas, so I was like, well, who is Thomas? Then I saw him, and I'm like, oh, they're all jealous. He looks really hot. He's really, and tall. I like tall.
Okay, so you landed on ABC while Bachelor in Paradise was on, and you decided to stay because everyone was hot. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, because everybody, there was good eye candy.
All right. So the point when you started watching, it was the men talking about Thomas? That was what...
Yeah, they were talking about him, and they were just talking trash about him, basically. So I'm like, I wonder why. They seem a little jealous, and I wonder why they're talking about him. And then when I saw him, then I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's competition. That's why they're talking about him.
Well, yeah. They do seem a little jealous. And the women said as much, right? The women on the beach.
Yes. So all of this was very funny to me, right? Yeah. That, like, she's flipping around. She stops on this for a moment, and she's like, lot of eye candy on this beach. I guess I'll watch.
Yeah. That's like, my grandma used to watch Baywatch, and I thought, for the stories? Like, that's so weird.
I used to watch Baywatch for the stories. I'm not lying.
Okay, Greg.
No, I'm serious. When I was, like, 12 or 13, it was always on... It was on channel 44 up in the Bay Area or something. And I used to watch it from like 4 to 5 p.m. after school.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was on right after
school. It wasn't bad seeing good-looking people in bathing suits either. But they had Kelly Slater was a character. at some point. And I mean, surfer? Yeah, what? He was on the show. His name was Slade.
The surfer was a character. The surfer played himself.
He played a character named Slade.
Oh.
And he dated Pamela Anderson's character, if I'm remembering correctly.
Wow.
On the show.
I gotta watch
Baywatch. These are like early episodes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, you know, it's just funny because older women, you don't tend to think, oh, wow, they're looking at the men. I thought that she was just like, wow, they're good looking people. Let's see what kind of, because I watch thinking kind of what me and Caitlin have discussed before, you know, good looking people should have it easier. Like, you know, so good looking that they're on TV should have it easier to date other people. Therefore, let's watch it.
This whole thing with the hot people, it confuses me because, like, so Serena, right? So Serena is with Joe, and then Thomas shows up, and she's going googly eyed for Thomas, right? Mm-hmm. The only reason she doesn't end up with Thomas is because she doesn't want to get in the middle of the fight between Thomas and the other guys, right?
That sounds like a little bit of
what she's that.
It sounds like a little bit of that, and that she didn't like the way he. So I have kind of like a relatable story about this because my point was just
going to be that only a woman, only cishet women, could talk themselves out of being with somebody that they find so incredibly attractive, based on, oh well, he's having a fight with these other guys. I mean, it's just really strange to me. Like I said earlier, how could Joe watch this back and not be completely devastated? I mean, because she's just like totally dissing him throughout this whole thing, whether she means to diss him or not. She is dissing him because she's constantly saying how great Thomas is at the expense of Joe. How could she just not end up with Thomas? It's really weird to me.
Well, I think that the way Thomas was speaking, she turned her off. She flipped that switch. She was like, I don't, and you know, it's happened to me before where I've been so scorned or upset about something that kind of like Katie when she was with Greg, right, and then she went to Blake. And then she couldn't stop talking about it. Blake, being a very patient, smart guy, kind of let her do it and then was like, okay, now on to us. But I think most people do what Serena did, where she heard Thomas do like a, you know, I wasn't treated very well on the show and I'm so upset and it's really annoying and all these guys are this and they're that. And, you know, because I can see how he is hurt by the show. You know, every guy in the house was against him, and not for a very good reason. Basically, because of what Caitlin's mom said, because he's tall and good looking. It feels like, right?
Yeah, it does feel like at this point, the continuing grudge.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy, and yes, maybe that will create like an ounce of asshole, or like, you know, he's mostly an asshole, but he's not unlike every other guy that goes on The Bachelor. So the fact that they singled him out does feel a little intentional, and therefore he scorned, and that turns Serena off on top of the drama he would bring if, you know, they took innocent little Joe got dumped for big hunky asshole Thomas, right? That's a classic Bachelor in Paradise move. So I think she just was like, it's not worth it. And he turned me off with that whole like scolding, he's butthurt talk.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, yeah, Craig?
It does. It does.
And I think, but Craig, to add to that, right? You're saying only cishet women can talk themselves out of being attracted to somebody who they're super yes, attracted to.
That's
right?
Exactly. You paraphrased something I've said better than you just did, Caitlin.
All right, well, here's my point, is that she decides that she's not that interested in Thomas after all, and it's not like the number two option is like, you know, a sack of potatoes or something. Joe's still handsome. He's just pretty good. A different type of good-looking kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, he's not the incredibly tall,
right,
hunky man, but he has a nice face, you know?
But yeah. but he would be the ultimate turnoff. What we're talking about, he is the ultimate. He is scary to me. Like, he is red flag Joe? Central. Something is wrong with him. Yeah, he's
brooding. Yeah,
the brooding is over, like, over the cliff. This guy is not well.
Well, okay, this is a good time to bring up what I wanted to bring up. My favorite part of the episode, episode 3, and you know where I'm going, EZR.
Do I?
So EZR had or has or once had a huge crush on Leo.
No, what the hell, Frank?
To the extent that... Jesus,
you're like a grandpa who's like, don't you like Hello Kitty, 20-year-old
You went to Leo's comedy show.
That is not a crush. It was easy and free, and I had childcare.
I know. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not totally kidding.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Hey, if you can rub me about Demi, I can rub you about Leah.
The Demi thing. Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I loved how they not only talked about Leo, but they showed Leo. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. They showed the same kind of situation where, like, a big hunky dude that, like, you know, a bachelor takes whatever sides it wants, because he's a big, hunky, you know, steal your girl man with, you know, shit for brains. Apparently, like, you know, they kind of do this kind of like airhead mimbo thing. And then when they want to, they're on that guy's side. You know, right. When they want to have the big, hunky dude be the big, hunky dude, there's no problems. Like, right. it's so narrative. Okay. I have one.
That's all we're saying about Leo? Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I have one small side note, because there is a rumor that you guys forced my hand into.
Wait, what?
Greg from Katie Season possibly being The Bachelor.
Oh, yes. Oh, this reality. I forced you to consume that potential spoiler.
The thing is, it's a spoiler, but it's also, like, so prevalent that everyone has to know about this rumor.
Yeah. It's not quite a spoiler, because it doesn't give away anything that's, like, possibly could happen. It's just, this is what they do. They do these things to test the waters, to see the reaction. And so my argument here, Craig, is that only a 10 would elicit this kind of response, disdain, excitement, everything. End of 10 argument.
So you're saying Greg is a 10 because there's so much reaction to the announcement that he might be The Bachelor.
There wouldn't, if he looked like anyone else, he would only be seen as a villain. There is a group, a conscious group of people that, like, you know, fight like a religion for this man.
The Greco
without
girls.
Blind, yeah. Like, this is. I mean, are these people real? Are these not people? Not his family? They're. but I tell you that I thought that, you know, you'd think that, oh, you know, these women are blinded by how cute he is and blah, et cetera. Not just how cute he is, but his specific type of cute. That's a puppy dog. Oh, shucks. Mm-hmm. Cute, right? But I've seen plenty of women in the years that we've had this podcast, because of the Instagram account, defend men that do these horrible things to women for no reason other than they must be right. They're the man. Is in my eyes. So I can't say that it's necessarily because of his looks, but this is over the top for the amount of, you know, the amount of support, or like pushback, that rational people are saying that this guy is red flags and something is wrong with him. There's something there.
So I want to say quickly that I don't think Greg is a 10. I would buy an 8 or maybe even a 9. I think he's a 10 in, like, 1999. He's a 9.
Yeah. But that is where I stop counting. That's where I stopped thinking about things like that.
Well, since we're on the topic of the point system, I did want to bring up Aaron, because Aaron's a really interesting case study of the point system. And for those that are new to the podcast, the point system is 0 through 10.
I think everyone knows that.
Okay.
That doesn't explain your version of the point system.
There's only been one 0 in the history of the point system. Aaron's interesting because if you just looked at him, like you just saw a picture of him, you'd score him really high, right? But he's not doing well in paradise. Like he doesn't, the women aren't going after him.
He's doing just fine.
I think he's doing fine.
I mean, Tammy is.
I love Tammy. Into
him. Tammy is into him enough. And also, Serena C made that play for him where she made out with him.
I had no idea was on the beach. I had no idea this Victoria P was on the beach. I had no idea James was on the beach. Like, where these people come from? I would have noticed Serena, but anyway.
Right. Well, I see it a little differently. I don't see Aaron as being a hot commodity. And the reason it being is because his personality.
That's so funny.
That lowers his score. It's proof that the point system is both looks and personality. It's because he has this like bro way about him that's just not attractive to other people, men or women.
Yeah, but Tammy and Aaron make a lot of sense together, except that Tammy is smart and Aaron is not that smart. Tammy could be really good.
But sometimes
Aaron,
you want
though.
That. Right?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Tammy could hone his intuition, or on the flip side of that, she could get very frustrated and lose all respect for him, right? But hopefully she could convince him to right fight for the right reasons, which is what I think Tammy does, because she's actually very intuitive about when to approach and how to do it. I love Tammy.
No. Okay. Okay.
She's so smart. She gets bumped up on the system. I don't care. I love Tammy.
Let me just clarify a couple of things. First of all, it's not that Aaron is dumb that makes his personality bad. Lots of women like dumb guys just because they don't have to deal with. Some people just like that. But it's his bro this, bro that, like.
That's like every man on the beach this season. At least half of them say bro constant.
Gym talk. That's like.
Yeah, and look at James. He doesn't have women gaga over him either. I'm just saying like that bro mentality.
Exactly. Oh, God. Poor James.
The women don't like that. And that's, I think, proof that the point system is valid because it's both looks and personality. Second thing is Tammy is awful. She's a horrible person.
Craig, you're wrong.
I love Tammy. I love Tammy since she was on here.
She's never smiled once since we've seen her.
No. First off, I walk down the street with a scowl at all times. But I will tell you,
smile enough. I'm saying she's never smiled.
All right. I appreciate that about her because, as a person who does not have resting bitch face when I'm walking, it is actually a huge problem because I get so many random people who want to talk to you about stuff that you don't want to talk to them about.
But even when she's with Aaron, she doesn't show any positive vibes. That's all I'm trying to say.
I don't know. They seem like they're getting along. I don't see what you're seeing.
Together. Yeah. They make sense together for the interesting reasons. Well, we'll see. But they make sense to me. And they're funny because they're, you know, if you in real time when we were watching whatever Jade and Tanner season they were on, they were just like Tammy and Aaron, like kind of in the background, kind of talking, just very like relaxed and never looked for anyone else. And that was. Look how well that's like the Bachelor story that works out, right? They're still together. They have like 3 kids. They totally make sense together because they're both kind of
the same
vibe.
Who are you talking about?
Exactly. You don't even know, but they're very successful Bachelor couple.
say their name again.
Tanner and Jade.
I know who Jade and Tanner are. Come on. Okay. I missed who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying that they make sense to me because they are not like over the top talking about each other. They're just in sync.
But Tammy is always up in everyone's business. Ooh. She's constantly complaining.
So is Aaron. Yeah,
that's Aaron's whole vibe, too. He's up in every... Like, He has an obsessive vendetta.
And I just went on a whole thing about how Aaron's point score is low because of that. And I'm just saying Tammy's points number is low for similar reasons. You just proved my point.
Well, then why shouldn't they be together? Don't they make sense together then?
I'm not saying they shouldn't be together. I'm just saying Tammy is a horrible person.
No, she's not. She's great. She's smart. I love her.
She's a horrible person when so many other people correctly. In this franchise do the exact same kind of thing. One. Two, she's been right all of these times that she's outed somebody. Like, when she told James about what was going on with Victoria P., that stuff he needed to know because he was acting like, oh, I have such a great connection with Victoria. Like, we're really vibing. And it was like, she doesn't even know your name, dude.
And then she admitted it. she admitted it in the car. She, like, admitted it the whole time.
Yes.
What was wrong with what Tammy did?
I'm losing this conversation.
Well, what was wrong with what she did if she was right?
Who, Tammy?
Yeah. Don't give up. Think about it.
My brain is scrambling here.
I want you to actually.
I didn't look when I brought up that I thought Tammy was a horrible person. I wasn't expecting the visceral reaction that you both gave me. So I'm sort of in shell shock here.
How are you not expecting that, Craig? I feel like we've been on the record on the season she was on as being a Tammy fan.
Well, there's being a Tammy fan, and then there's, like, jumping on me in defense of her.
Horrible person. You weren't, yes. Like, I mean, that's a harsh statement to throw at someone whose biggest crime is, like, being nosy about people's stuff and potentially exposing them on it.
But she also is using Aaron for a rose. She used Aaron for a rose.
Is she? She likes him.
No, she doesn't.
I mean, yes, I get more of a vibe that she likes him than I do with a lot of the other couples.
No, if another Riley type comes down the stairs, she's ditching Aaron.
That's
she's
the point of the damn show. But yes, she does like him until who knows, right? I mean, that's the point of the show.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about. I'm changing the subject.
Oh, they keep... so wait a minute. I don't want to win this way. I don't want to win this way. I don't want to win with like a, you know, you kick, you throw the board and you're like, I guess you were winning. So just going to give it. tell me, was she wrong to expose Victoria P, who admitted she did have a boyfriend back home?
No.
Okay.
She was not wrong for doing that.
Okay. I was really hoping that Victoria's aspiring country singer boyfriend back home in Nashville would turn out to be Jed.
You're right.
Yeah. I have something to say about this because, wait.
Wait, you're changing the subject.
Where were you going to go? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, well, I have something to say about Victoria and James. It's not related to Tammy anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with Victoria P. That's fine.
Okay. Well, you guys wanted to talk about the Victoria P. Kelsey Tammy face-off, which we kind of went into right now.
I would say we're friends, but it doesn't mean that I'm not gonna call people out on their.
Tammy.
Okay,
yes.
So let me use my therapy techniques and make this healthy for all of us because I love y'all, and I know that this environment can bring out parts of people that aren't real.
Wait, but are you saying what we're saying isn't real?
No, I am like literally in a place where I'm like willing to own my mistakes, okay? And I am, of course, disappointed that you guys felt like you needed to go to him to talk to him instead of coming to be the VP girl. Like, maybe you need to talk to him. I'm hurt right now and I just got blindsided. You guys have had time to process
this. You're trying to blame your actions on us.
I'm not.
You are, though, because you're saying I'm disappointed in you, but you're trying to paint this picture to make yourself look better, and I'm not.
It's based on assumption that, like, you guys thought that I wasn't going to talk to him. And I was.
No, I think you were talking about. I don't think that you were going to tell him the truth about a lot of things.
Take a minute. No,
you can take
a
minute to think about your thoughts and how you can manipulate people.
I love you guys.
But I have the receipts.
I have you guys going.
I have the receipts.
So she was obviously wrong. So she tried to get out of it by like crying.
Yeah, and to me, that's not even the best clip. The best clip to me is when she's talking with James, because James is like being super calm and just kind of like asking her questions, and she's like, "You're coming at me."
Oh my gosh.
Oh
yes.
My god.
She was like, "Gotta take a step back and calm down." It was like,
he's like, "What the hell are you talking about?"
No one is yelling at her for gaslighting. That is that you're saying that someone's being aggressive towards you, or saying someone is doing something that they're not doing just to get out of something.
She is such
manipulative, so manipulative.
Yeah, she's so manipulative. And she's honestly good at getting away with it. In part because, I mean, she did this on Peter's season. I barely remembered who she was until I saw her face this week. And I was like, that's right. You were a person who was like, I got to get out of lying. Whoops, I lied. Anyway, I feel traumatized by this conversation. So I'm the wronged one. And like, that's kind of what she's doing this whole time is when James goes to talk to her about it, she basically like, is gaslighting him to be like, you're coming at me in all these ways. And it's like, he's being very calm. He's just sort of presenting to say, like, this is what I've heard. Can you clarify some things for me? I did also laugh out loud at the TV when, you know, he was like, well, how come you didn't mention this before? And she said, I don't even know your last name. And he said, you didn't know my first name either.
Yeah.
And that was true. She literally had no idea what his first name was. And this is like the definition of rose chasing, right? That she clearly had so
Tammy
little interest in him.
Term, by
that,
the way.
Yes, which I love. She's so little interest in him that she didn't even bother to learn his first name. Like the very lowest basis of like hitting on someone, right? Like the first step to anything. And she kept on not understanding that. But right, so she gets out of that conversation with James by being like, I need a minute to think about this. But then immediately goes to confront Kelsey and Tammy, and then does a similar thing once she's like losing the argument, which is her to be like, listen, I've been to a lot of therapy and I'm going to remove myself from a situation. They're like, yeah, you're doing that because you don't know what to say when you're being confronted with something that you did and don't want to own, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I like the way Tammy kind of says, you know, maybe I just walked away with this impression just in general that people who go to therapy, there's this assumption that you'll use your tools for good and not evil. But she's clearly using them for evil. She's using those tools she learned in therapy to just escape better and, you know, do a better job of lying to people. So be a more conniving, worse person. So I have something to say about this whole Victoria James thing, though. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was just, the reason why I was interested in having that conversation discussed is because of her usage of being like, listen, I've been in therapy, and so this is how I'm going to address this convo. And then when she talks about, like, you know, trying to get out of it, and Kelsey and Tammy are like, but are you saying that what we're saying is untrue? And she's like, gotta go, bye.
Yeah. And so this all goes, well, to me, the whole, what everyone's talking about kind of goes back to what you said with the whole men tell all Connor date, kissing a random woman in the audience, and whether that was sexual harassment, right, or not. And I mean, can you imagine? So this woman's plan, apparently twice now, it is to possibly go to the fantasy suite, definitely kiss people, possibly go through a fake proposal, and all the while having a boyfriend back home. Just as Jed did, right? Had a girlfriend back home and he had sex with Hannah. And these two people are blindsided on different levels, obviously. Mm-hmm. James just met, you know, kissed her once, and Hannah had a whole ass engagement, at least. And I mean, it does go into this borderline prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
For career advancement. It's nothing to do with sex work not being okay. It has to do with the fact that they are lying to someone else through their sex work.
Right.
And I don't know why this is not more, you know, okay. So it's okay with, in this case, it would have been okay with Victoria. It would have been okay with her boyfriend, but it would not have been okay with James.
Right.
So where is the, that's a huge, that to me is like, what are you guys doing on this show now? You know, because it is a career boost, right? And here's where, to me, the Brendan Piper thing comes in. Also, is that Brendan and Piper plan to come out together and probably decided to pretend to meet on the beach or to rekindle something now that they've been kind of discovered. And a few couples have planned this out before.
Right.
And it sounds like he kind of is going with someone he's not super attracted to so he could throw everyone off the scent. right.
So you think Piper's going to come down the stairs?
Yeah,
she absolutely is. She was in some of the season previews.
Okay. I didn't know that. So it sounds like they both signed up and were like, let's continue this on TV so people get invested in our love story and we get all these endorsements and, like, you know, figure it out some other way, right? Sure. So because a Bachelor love story that starts on TV is much more, is worth a lot more monetarily in actual physical cash than one that just is on Instagram.
Do you follow the Bachelor Data account on Instagram?
No.
Oh, it's really good. The person who runs
it tells you
analytics.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, like, okay, Bachelor Data. It's just one word, Bachelor Data.
Cool. Yeah.
It'll show the exact number of Instagram followers they've gained since last week. Mm. Makes a lot, like, charts and all sorts of infographics and stuff. Really cool stuff.
That sounds good. So basically it's very scary, right? That they're breeding, that the Bachelor franchise is breeding these, like, mega sociopaths, like Red Queen theory, you know, just making them more and more scary because, as we've seen before, people can't cut it. Like, you think you're going to go on there and have a love story, a fake love story, and possibly go in the fantasy suites. But when it comes down to it, a lot of people can't go that far.
Boom, boom.
They get scared. Right. Well, no, not that. But I'm saying, you know, like, it's even though you think you're going to make this investment into your future, you really can't go through with it. A lot of people can't. But the people that can are much more profitable. So those are the people that are coming out on top. So then you're, like, reaching out to those people inadvertently because you're saying, hey, are you this crazy sociopath? Come on our show. So I it's scary, right? Like, this woman was willing to have sex with someone and possibly get engaged and lie to them. For maybe she wasn't willing to, but let's just assume that was her at one time intention. Isn't that weird?
It is weird, yes.
Yeah, I think the Brendan and Piper thing is annoying me as well. Because specifically, right, but, like, his actions this episode and the way that Natasha is feeling about them seem to indicate that she's definitely felt like he's actually not that into her, despite him saying he was into her, that he hasn't tried to kiss her or anything. And yeah, I think he's literally just, like, she's a placeholder until Piper walks down onto the sand and they can try to pretend that, like, they weren't really dating before or that they had actually broken up and they're getting back together or whatever else it is that they're going to try to do there. But that's not, I don't think it's going to be the story exactly that they wanted since everyone else on the beach is now aware of that situation.
Yeah, what if he doesn't get a rose and the whole plan goes up and
He'll get the producers are going to make sure he gets a rose until at least Piper shows up, and then they could maybe leave together, but he'll be staying until she arrives. All right, I think
I'll quote you on that.
Well, they're smart enough to, I mean, Brendan is that See, but this is my problem, is that, like, Brendan isn't that good at it. We've seen people who are very good at it. And someone like Brendan is getting discovered so easily. Like, he obviously shared it on Instagram. Somehow, like, it got out, right? So that's not a very good.
Well, hold on. In Brendan's defense here, what if he was not lying? What if he was hanging out with Piper? They got to know each other.
Wait, Greg, I will tell you now, they have been spotted together again post-BIP filming. So they were hanging out before and they're hanging out after. You can draw the dots.
I'm just saying, you came at me for saying that Tammy doesn't smile. I'm coming at you for insinuating that all men are liars.
That's not what I said. But okay, I don't disagree.
Well, why is he a liar?
Because he's everything he's done has obviously been lying. He got with the woman he's clearly not interested in, as was said, as a placeholder.
But that's the point of the show. That's your exact words.
So, to be with someone you're not interested in?
Well, to get a rose? Someone you're not interested in.
The point of the show is not to hold on to a rose until the person you're waiting for gets on the beach that you made a plan with. What we're thinking here is that they made a plan together. He's not letting himself go, right? And he's not a good enough actor to pretend like he's letting himself go. He's not getting with whoever is, you know, he's going for someone he's not super interested in. Then he goes on a date and he immediately tells her, I'm not really that interested in you. That's weird. You don't think he's...
In a lot of ways, right? Yeah. Because he seemingly did not have a problem, like, making out with Demi for a bit. But, like, the moment the making out was done, he was like, you know, let's see if our paths cross again.
Right. That was funny.
You know what happens there is that Demi has no other way to communicate with anyone except in sexual terms.
Right.
So I think she scared him. Yeah. She, like, scared him into thinking, like, look, keep this up and we're gonna have sex. He's like, no, wait a minute, I have a girlfriend, Piper. She might come here.
If he was really cool, he would have sex with Demi and then dump her and go with Piper.
If he was a good actor, he would do more of that. I think so. What Easier's theory is, right, is why Brendan did not want to choose Demi for his rose and sort of like immediately pushed her away after they made out and seemingly had a good time hanging out before the making out, is that she is so sexual and, like, constantly dropping hints about wanting to bone, you know, that he worried if he was, like, in sort of a coupling with her, that there would be a lot of expectation. There'd be a lot of PDA. There might be going to the boom boom room that would be expected to happen. Whereas Natasha was not pushing the same kind of physical stuff as much. Like, they held hands a few times, but like Natasha said, they've never even kissed on this show. So I think he's holding back from kissing Natasha because he's, you know, he's basically got a secret girlfriend.
He's picking a safe bet.
He's at a risk of not getting a rose. So
he's really not because he's so desirable. Like, he knows he can hold on till she gets there. Or maybe, you know, there's also a deal with the producers. We're going to get together. Like, I don't think it's just them cooking this up. I definitely think there's a third party here that maybe they're the ones who leaked it to the cast. Hey, you know, he has a, you know, they play both sides. They're chaos agents on purpose. So yeah,
I would assume the production team knew that him and Piper had been going on dates and such beforehand.
But you just said that they want Brendan and Piper to be on the beach together. Why would they sabotage that by leaking that he's already been hanging out with Piper?
Well,
they are
the drama
puppet masters,
right?
Yeah, like, they're the puppet masters. They can keep him around. They're not going to,
What kind of deal would they have to cut to keep him around? How does that work?
Well, worst case scenario, they send Piper down right before the next rose ceremony and she gives him a rose.
Oh. Well, this leads to, changing the subject to something I was going to change the subject to earlier, which is, you know, they keep saying on the show that the point of paradise, or, you know, that's paradise, is that you're constantly switching you know, who you're with, right? That's kind of what they keep saying.
Well, they kind of keep saying that, like, you know, reach your perfect match by getting your head turned.
Right.
And well, then the you'll level up every time.
Is that the show format doesn't support that. You know, where the the women have the roses, so they're bringing down more men, and then the men have the roses and they're bringing down more women. That format doesn't lead to that. What they should do is bring in equal amounts of women and men, regardless of who has the roses. Because they're not going to, they can't bring down Piper before the rose ceremony because they only bring down men because the women have the roses. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? Like, they don't. Well, right. Lots of possibilities here, right? The producers can change the rules at any time, as we saw the last time that Biff was on and they brought Demi's girlfriend from home back on, who is not part of the Bachelor universe. So they can just decide to, like, do whatever they feel like doing. Right. They also can delay that rose ceremony for, like, however long they want to delay it. Mm. You know, it might... I mean, this has been 3 episodes. We've had 1 rose ceremony so far. Right. So things are... They're not happening every single episode, certainly.
Right.
Also, there's a chance that, like... I mean, Natasha does a Bachelor podcast. You don't think that if the producers say... just give Brendan a rose to keep him on, that she would do it?
Yeah, that's a good point. Who doesn't have a Bachelor podcast?
They all have one.
Not just they, everyone. You could just go up to a random person on the street, and the chances are they have a Bachelor podcast.
Okay. Craig feels lost in the sea of Bachelor
podcasts. There's at least 50 Bachelor podcasts. That's just my unofficial
educated guess. Yeah. Well, I had something to say about the point of the show, because I don't think you're wrong, but it had something to do with anyways, I forgot.
What's the other clip that you have?
Oh, I just like that. Okay, so here's Thomas's apology.
We lost one relationship here in Paradise, just because there is a cloud hanging over it. And I know there's been conversations, like, throughout the house. And, like, I get it. Like, there was a lot of that happened. That's why I just want to apologize to all you guys for every single wrong that I've done.
And at this point, he kind of looks at everyone and explains what he did to, like, he acknowledges that he remembers. That is huge. I've rarely seen apologies do that. I've even rarely seen men do that.
That was regardless what my intention was, regardless what my inspiration in those conversations were, it doesn't matter because I lied to you. I took you for granted.
And then he does it again.
And I was an to you. And that's just point blank what happened. And I'm taking full responsibility for that.
I think his apology was so complete. And so, like, holistic, because then he says, like, what can we do to move forward? And it's not because it doesn't seem like he's doing it for a reason, except for that he's seriously trying to make everyone's lives better, including his own. I thought that apology was, I am someone who really hates apologies. I hate getting them. And I don't mind giving them, but I really don't understand the point of them unless they're like that. And I thought that was like it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big apologize kind of, you know, telling people.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you either change or you don't change. You're not going to tell me that is, sorry, like that. How many times have you heard that in your life versus how many times have you heard something like what Thomas just said?
I don't know. I haven't had that many people apologize to me.
Well, isn't that, I'm sure you have been wronged as many times in an average way as everyone else.
I agree with you, Easier. I liked his apology. And one of the things I did like about it is that it is so common in apologies, both in the real world and on TV and reality shows, for when somebody is apologizing for something, that they will often say, I'm sorry if you felt hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Rather I'm sorry for doing the thing that hurt you. Right. And he did the I'm sorry for doing the thing that hurt you, which is rarer and harder to do. And is also what made it so, like, I was kind of like, oh, this is nice. Like, Thomas is really, like, he is very much trying to mend these bridges. And I also felt like, you know, as we sort of touched on before, that the men from Katie's season still despise him to a degree mm-hmm. that seems over the top, right?
Well,
that, like, they just, they don't like him at all. And they keep on hanging on to this grudge when, at this point, it no longer matters that, like, he stole Katie from them for time or whatever, right? Because she's not dating any of them. That season's over.
Right.
Well, see, this is what was so interesting about that apology. And I remember what I was going to say regarding the whole point of the show is that that apology, it signified to me is that he is so adult. That is, he was not 100% wrong. And he said he was 100% wrong because he just wants to, he wants everyone to breathe again. He wants things to be good again. And I think that is like a huge sign of maturity to me that he doesn't care that he, you know, he's not going to nitpick why they're wrong too, because they were wrong too. And so what I think was interesting about what you're saying, Craig, with the whole point of the show thing is that what I think producers hate is when people do what they did. Okay. They love it night one when everyone couples up, but they want to make sure that that's not respected, right? They want a bunch of demis to come in right after everyone couples up when there's so much respect, or like, you know, oh, who's with who and blah, blah, blah. That annoys them because that's not fun TV. So the point of the show is to not have a culture that's very, very, you know, I don't want to say loyal, but like loyal adjacent, because they're not, they're all high schoolers. You know, there's definitely an in crowd and an out crowd and like who's doing what and who's doing this. And that's how they're treating Thomas, which is, you know, it's not good for TV and it's not good for them because they're so immature about it. Anyways, I didn't mean to connect those, but yes, he's a little bit, conceited, Thomas, and he's a little bit of an asshole, but he's way more aware and way smarter than a lot of the people that go on this show. So I really kind of have I hope he proves himself to be who I think he is, but he really impressed me with that apology, I think.
Right. Yeah.
This reminds me of something that I wanted to bring up actually, which is that the men also on Katie's season despised Carl, right? But they are not as single-mindedly obsessed with Carl as they are with Thomas. And I think it is because Thomas is tall and handsome.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. Carl is not seen as desirable by anyone. Unfortunately, sorry, Carl, but he is
a threat.
And this was
right.
A thing that was not getting a lot of airtime and was very interesting to me. He was making out with Deandra. And that's like apparently a thing that's happening, but no one's discussing it.
Mm.
Well, that one seemed kind of like a possible play for a rose.
I think so, but you don't need to, like, go in super thick, I think, necessarily to get a rose from Carl, since so many of the women were not giving him the time of the day at all. That, like, I think even a slight bit of flirting probably would have gotten you a rose, but she was, like, they were making out a couple of times. There was, like, a scene in the pool where he was, like, rubbing her feet. And I was just like, what's happening here? Are they actually, like, does she like him? Or are we not seeing any of this because there's nothing dramatic happening with it yet?
I think the best moment of, like, rose chasing I saw this one was stood out to me because, like I just said, the Bachelor group, the Bachelor, you know, they definitely have in crowds and out crowds and they're high school, but like ramped up, right? They have their hot people and they have their, who am I thinking? Like, there's some people I'm thinking of, but someone like Demi, who definitely would give like a ew, you don't belong here thing. But when she had to like base herself and flirt with James for a rose, that was, yes, take that, Demi. Like, that was great. I love seeing the girl that thinks she's the coolest, like, have right. to go there. I think that, wasn't that sad, Craig, you who thinks you were the Demi of your high school?
I don't think I was the Demi of my high school. Definitely not. College, I hung with the Demi crowd, but I was not the Demi myself.
Okay. Well, I've just heard some mean stories about you, Craig.
What, from Mark? With.
Nope.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you know one thing about. That was very funny to me about that James Demi conversation is the things that she was saying to him were like so over the top that, you know, like she's just like, so you're suddenly single. Anyway, do you want to have sex with me? And it was like, wait, yeah. what?
And he was down for a friendship rose. He said it. He's
down for a friendship rose. Like,
yeah. And well, the thing was, the reason it reminded me of the Deandra Carl thing is you said, you know, she didn't have to go all in, but she did.
That's yeah, she actually like, did not need to sell it to that degree. I mean, a minor flirt there and being like, yeah, totally get it. You're going to give a friendship rose. I think you're cute and we could maybe be something more in the future. But, you know, let's start as friends or whatever. We would have been like a nice level of flirting. And that's kind of what Kelsey tried to do, I think.
Demi's
was more successful.
Yeah, well, because that's how you make sure. Because she could, you know, if she had just kept it where he wanted it or where he assumed it would be, she would have been like, it would have been a 50-50 crapshoot. But she wanted to be like, no, 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 I'm staying. Or at least on TV, I'm like staying. She's going to stay anyways. They need a hurricane. Yes. They need her.
They but, absolutely I need mean, Demi there for a few weeks at least.
They probably worried her. And so she's like, oh my God, I'm going to go for it. Or mm-hmm. they, you know, paid her to. I don't know. Anyway. What were you going to say about something, Craig? You mean high schooler. I was a mean high schooler, too, to be fair. So I don't.
But being mean in high school, which I think I probably was, is different than Demi. Demi's not mean. She uses her sexuality to ruffle feathers. That's a little different.
I can't pick it out right now, but I know she has been.
Right.
She talks shit. She doesn't have to say anything about Colton. She doesn't have to bring anyone else up, and she chooses to because she's rude like that. She runs people over.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she is.
All right. Okay. Well, unless we have fashion, we can end it now.
Well, I have an idea for how to play us out. Which is we could close out with a mom moment.
Sure.
Let's go. Easier, do you want to play the one? It starts at 8:25 and just have it run to 9:45. And it's my mom talking about her final thoughts. And will she watch this again? What is her reality TV takes?
Okay.
The bartender, he was very cute.
So you think Wells, the bartender?
Yes.
Yeah, you like cute. Him.
Right. And everybody tells their secrets to him because, you know, but it's not really a secret since it's on camera, but, you know, he's the confessor that you go to.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, you don't watch a lot of reality TV, do you?
Not really. I'm trying to think if there's any reality. I don't think I...
Well, I guess you watch, like, Judge Judy, which is kind of reality.
Yes,
yeah.
Judge Judy. I love it when she tells people off.
But, yeah, like, the reality dating shows or things like, you know, Real Housewives or whatever. You've never been into those.
Yeah, no, I have watched Real Housewives of New York and Atlanta at times. Sometimes they're so stupid. But they're making money, so it's a job.
That's true.
But they say it's scripted, these reality shows. I mean, probably to a certain extent.
I mean, yeah, I think that there is a certain amount of manipulation and production that goes into it, so it's not exactly as it happened, for sure.
Right, because they want to make it interesting. They want people to tune in again.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to cut off our recording unless you have anything else you want to...
Okay, bye. And I don't think Caitlin introduced me. My name is Catherine.
I like these mom minutes. We should keep this going.
Yeah, I'll see if she'll watch again. She said at one point in our conversation, I asked her if she would watch again. She said she wouldn't seek it out, but if she should happen to land on that channel, she would watch. So I guess you have to get her in the right mood where she spots like a really luscious hot piece dude of eye candy, mm-hmm, like yeah, Thomas on screen. I was like, well, I guess I'll stay to see why these men hate Thomas.
That's great. All right, well, that was a lot of fun. And hey, if you're on social media, follow us at Bachelor Masters on Instagram and Twitter. And if you're on an iPhone, stop everything you're doing right now and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.